Chapter 5 and Chapter 6 New Words. Tickle, verb, touch someone's skin very lightly. Pick up, verb, take something in your hand. A cast, noun. If you break your leg, the doctor puts a hard white cast on it. Rude, adjective, not nice to people. A pill, noun, a small, hard piece of medicine that you put in your mouth. Sew, verb, make or fix clothes. Chapter 5. Doc Spencer. Doc Spencer was more than 70 years old, but he was still the doctor for our village. Many people loved him, and he was really kind to everyone.
"That looks painful," said Doc Spencer, pointing at my father's leg. "I think that you need to go to the hospital. I'll call an ambulance. How did you break it?"
"I was in Hazel's Wood," replied my father slowly.
"I understand," said Doc Spencer. "Are there still lots of pheasants there?"
"Yes," said my father.
"I loved poaching when I was younger," said Doc Spencer.
"You were a poacher too?" I cried.
I could not believe it.
"Sometimes I caught pheasants, and other times I caught fish," he said. "There were a lot of big fish in the river when I was young. Do you know how I catch fish, Danny? I don't do it like other people."
"No," I said. "How do you do it?"
"I tickle them," said Doc Spencer. "When you see a fish, you must put your hand into the water very slowly and start to tickle its stomach very softly. Then you can catch it."
"Can you really tickle a fish?" I asked.
"Fish love being tickled," said Doc Spencer. "And they always go to sleep after it. Then you can quickly pick them up."
"Only a great artist can do something like that," said my father. "Well done, Doc."
"Thank you,"
said Doc Spencer, smiling.
"But what happened to you in Hazel's Wood?"
"I fell into a pit that was made by Mr. Hazel's keepers," said my father, and he told Doc Spencer about his visit to Hazel's Wood.
"I don't believe it," cried Doc Spencer.
"It's true," said my father. "Ask Danny."
"It was a very deep pit," I said.
"Victor Hazel can't do that,"
shouted Doc Spencer, jumping up and down angrily.
"He can't have pits in his woods for people to fall into. It's dangerous. Oh, he's a horrible man."
A minute later, an ambulance arrived and two men climbed out of it. Doc Spencer turned to me kindly.
"I think that you should come to my house, Danny," he said. "You can stay with my family until your father is back from the hospital."
"Thank you, but that's not necessary. I'll come back this evening," said my father. "You'll be all right at the garage until then, won't you, Danny?"
"Yes, but come back soon, Dad," I said.
The two men carried my father carefully out of the garage and closed the ambulance door. Doc Spencer and I watched as they drove away.
"Call me if you need anything," he said.
Then he got into his car and drove down the road. I was alone again. It was 8:05 in the morning. I went to the wagon, got into bed, and went to sleep. I woke up when my father arrived home 10 hours later. The men from the ambulance carried him into the wagon and put him on the bed. I looked at him. The bottom of his leg and almost all of his foot had a hard white cast over them.
"Hello, Dad," I said. "How are you feeling?"
"I feel a bit tired," he said, and then he went to sleep.
The next morning, my father woke up at 6 o'clock and he started walking around the wagon.
"I feel great," he said. "My leg doesn't hurt. I can walk with you to school."
"No," I said. "Don't do it, Dad, please."
So that day, I walked to school alone for the first time. But my father came with me the next day. I could not stop him. He walked fast, even with his cast. After that, life became normal again, or almost normal. My father was different. It was not a big change, but I knew that something was worrying him.